Welcome to the Broadcast Dialogue Podcast, the show all about the media industry in Canada.
Many broadcasters are working from a remote home studio just like this one, and likely will be for a long time to come. So realistic functionality has become a huge issue. In this sponsored segment, Tyline's Charlie Gowley and David Rush of Audio Broadcast Canada give us some insight into the process.
In March 2020, radio stations in Canada and around the world found themselves where they had to get equipped with their on-air talent in remote locations, home studios. And I saw firsthand much of the Tyline product line finding homes in these studios, offices of the on-air talent working at home. These folks are not necessarily engineers, of course, and not used to operating all their own equipment all the time. So, Charlie, a station or a group of stations come to you and says, we need help setting these up. Take us through what happens from there.
What we do, David, is we go through a series of questions and we ask them, what sort of equipment do you currently have? What sort of networking interfaces do you have available to you in the talent's home? Is it Wi-Fi? Is it in cable, DSL, or even cellular? So what form of IP connectivity do they have in the home? And from that, then, we then determine what is the most appropriate product. But today, the sort of the product that's the sort of flavor of the month, so to speak, is the VIA. The VIA is our portable mixer codec, and it's simply can be best described as the Swiss Army tool of codecs, because not only will it do the compression of the audio and give you studio quality audio from the remote talent's household back to the studio, it also will enable you to play audio clips and insert them live to air. You can connect your mobile phone very easily to the device and actually take live Skype calls or WhatsApp calls, or even make a telephone call and have that mixed locally into the unit itself. And one of the key things about it is it's easy to use, whether you're an engineer or a non-technical user. And in addition to that, we have the ability to give engineers some software tools that gives them full remote control over the device. All the talent's got to do is put in their microphone, put their headphones on, connect it to their Wi-Fi network, and immediately the engineer back in the studio, or even remotely from their own home themselves, can dial and make the connection back to the studio.
Awesome. So you have the talent sitting at home, and do they have maybe a computer there that's also hooked up to the VIA that they can take whatever comes through the computer and the audio goes through there, that type of thing? Or in most cases, is it just the talent with a microphone and earphones?
It's a mixture of things. You have some talent that are just purely that. It's just simply headphones, microphone, and away they go. You have those who are a bit more technically adept, who may have a laptop that will have some other pre-recorded interviews, they'll have pre-recorded audio in terms of music, and they can press play and insert it live into the stream and then transmit that back to the studio. We have a situation in Belfast in Northern Ireland with BBC, and the engineer from his home has two VIAs, he's got two mixing desks, he's receiving four on-air commentators coming in to the desk, and then he has another two mono connections going back to a Merlin Plus in the studio, and that Merlin Plus in the studio has one of those mono connections wired up to a producer. So a producer is talking to them, and he's doing all the mixing in his home. The producer's in his home using the application, and the talent are in their homes using VIAs. So there's in total six VIAs, a Merlin Plus and the reported application. And the engineer from his home is doing all the mixing and all the remote management of all these devices.
Amazing. Charlie Gowley, Vice President of Sales for Tyline. So you must have seen situations like this all over the world. In North America here, I've spoken to the Thailand people. They said there was an uptick in the demand for the product, obviously. When you look around during what's happened in this pandemic, most businesses, of course, taking a hit, but yours happens to be one of those product lines that really facilitates a need. So has this really increased the amount of creative thinking that you've had to do?
It certainly has. And I think also, too, for broadcasters, it has to a certain extent give them the need to actually think outside of the box, so to speak. And that's the box being the studio. But for many years now, probably, I mean, more than two decades, we've been enabling broadcasters to deliver live audio with studio quality from anywhere outside of the studio. So the home becomes a different venue. Mm-hmm. So those who do a lot of outside broadcasts, you know, that I do it at a sporting venue, that might do it at the local football game, it could be down at the local shopping mall, they're just different venues. And the talent who have done a lot of outside broadcasts are the ones who are more accustomed with the equipment, they're more accustomed with, I mean, not always being in the studio. The jocks that are permanently in the studios, it took a period of adjustment. But we have developed software tools that make it easier for them to just to carry on as per normal with the change to the environment. And what broadcasters have then done is they've set up the room, make sure they've got the most appropriate acoustic treatments in place and some dampening. Because if you're doing it from your lounge room and you've got wooden floorboards, you'll get a lot of reflected noise. So sure. They'll either will put in, you know, audio reflectors, they'll put in some furnishings to help dampen the reflective audio that they get back.
In simple terms, just explain what an audio codec is. Thailand is the codec company. So what is an audio codec?
Well, if you can think of the days of a modem, the word modem actually stood for modulation and demodulation. The easiest and simplest way I best describe what a codec does, if you can envisage a 10-piece jigsaw puzzle, it's in 10 pieces. What we do is the audio, we break it up and we send it bits from point A to point B. So we encode it in one side, and then on the receiving side, we decode it. So we recompile that jigsaw puzzle with those 10 pieces of the jigsaw. That's essentially it. We deliver high-quality audio from outside the studio back to the studio. So essentially, we take the studio outside of its own premise.
Excellent. Okay. Now, been in this for a long time. I remember live broadcasts with just the dial-up phone from touch tone. I'm not that old. From the car dealership. Then it moved on to the Marty units, the POTS lines, these types of things. Just kind of take us through quickly the evolution of the remote broadcast. I always found it interesting and fun.
Well, ultimately, I mean, the sort of beginnings of the remote broadcast is when Marconi developed the first microphone, and it was for broadcasting the Pope's message in St. Peter's Square in Rome. And then obviously it's evolved over the years. And, you know, if you think back to perhaps the 70s, there would have been a lot of phone-ins and done over the POTS lines. And then the early 80s, it's sort of early 80s, it was like the Marty units. And then you started to get ISDN, codecs, and then, you know, the early 90s, you started to get ISDN and POTS and some cellular stuff. And then towards the early 2000s, you started getting into the realms of, you know, doing it over cellular with IP and wired IP to what it is today.
Okay, Charlie, lastly, what sets Thailand apart from some of the others in the codec manufacturing realm? And tell us a bit about Thailand.
Well, ultimately, the organization at its heart is broadcast. And that is the two founding engineers of Thailand. One has been from radio and the other has been from TV. So broadcasting is in our blood. So we understand that being on air is an absolute imperative, and dead air means loss of money. So we build upon that. And one of the core things we believe in is listening to our customers. and our product evolution is evolved through feedback, ongoing feedback from customers. All you got to do is look when the VIA Portable was launched 3 years ago to what it was then to what it is now. And it constantly evolves with, you know, firmware updates. That's perhaps one of our key strengths. And it's also, I guess, the fact of the tyranny of distance. Being located down here, all the way down in Australia, we're sort of a pioneering spirit, very much like, I guess, those of you in Canada and in North America. There's also that sort of pioneering spirit, and you develop things and do things differently.
That's Tyline VP of Sales, Charlie Gowley, here on Broadcast Dialogue, the podcast. You can learn more about Tyline at audiobroadcast.ca.
Thanks for listening to Broadcast Dialogue. For more information about the podcast or to receive exclusive access to our weekly briefing about the Canadian media industry, visit us at broadcastdialogue.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, connect with us on LinkedIn, and follow us on Twitter and SoundCloud.
I'm Matt Kundle, host of the Sound Off Podcast, the show about podcast and broadcast. Since 2016, we've been speaking with amazing people who have populated your ears for decades. Legendary broadcasters, research wizards, talent experts, podcasters, voice talent. Almost 400 stories, all for free. Subscribe or follow the Sound Off Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or at soundoffpodcast.com.